Blog Talk Radio.
-65 degrees Fahrenheit. So welcome to you all, a balmy February day today. Tonight I'll be joined by Elizabeth Lee Crowther, all the way from the sunny Midlands in the Black Country, Dudley. I think that's where she's residing at the moment. So I want to say hello to Beth. Are you there, Beth?
Hi, Andrew. Lovely to join you this evening.
Yeah, well, thank you. How are you today?
Oh, I've had a really good day because, just like you, I've been out in the sunshine, and it's such a refreshing change, you know, for it to be this gorgeous weather, you know, coming towards the end of February. So I think it's lifted everybody's mood and spirits, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do that right now, but I think we have needed a change from the sort of miserable grey weather, and I just hope it's not the calm before the storm. But on that note, we're going to play a little bit of music, Beth, and I'll come back to you in a minute, and we're going to listen to Kool and the Gang straight ahead, and I'm going to talk all about that in a minute. So cue the music, Mike. Thank you. Right, okay, we'll wait for that one to come in. There's a little bit of a technical difficulty there. But as I was saying, Beth, the reason I've chosen this song tonight, have you ever sort of been somewhere or been inspired by either something that's been written or a piece of music and it suddenly sort of resonates with you and it sort of it seems to have a meaning for you? Do you know where I'm coming from on that?
Absolutely. I think when I do readings for people, what I get quite often is a piece of music that's been played in my mind from the spirit world. And yep. You know what? I had that happen today. I did some readings earlier and a link I'd got to spirit world. Do you know that song Happy Birthday by Stevie Wonder?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got that playing and I said to the lady that was sat here in front of me, I said, it must be somebody's birthday. I've got Stevie Wonder playing. And she said, do you know what? She said, my nephew's girlfriend gave birth to a baby just last night.
Wow.
So that was really, you know, amazing. So, do you know, I think that the spirit world can link into us, you know, by using music as well. So it's really, really important, I think, that we listen to those messages. And sometimes the messages are in the lyrics of a song.
Well, that's it. And I'll tell you what else, Beth, I was reading a book not so long back, and I don't know whether you've read it, Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh.
I haven't read it, but I've actually seen the film, and you know, it brought me to tears. The film is incredible.
I didn't even know there was a film.
Yeah, there's a wonderful film, Andrew. In fact, if I can find it, I'll bring it for you when I see you very soon. So yeah. I'll see if I can sort that out. But it's a very moving film. And, you know, for somebody who was absolutely got nothing in the world, not even a home, and ended up living in a tent, you know, with other sort of homeless people, it's just the most moving, inspirational story that I think I've ever, you know, been lucky enough to see.
Yeah, well, there's actually a passage in that book that I can remember, and a friend of mine's got the book at the moment, and it actually talks about, now, he talks about God, but what he actually says is that, you know, whether it's the words of a song or the words in a book, or even if it's a whisper on a breeze, just something might touch you. You know, you might have even been stood on a hillside and almost like a wind blows through you and it suddenly seems to touch your soul. And that's exactly why I've chosen this song tonight, because there are some words in there that suddenly resonated with me one day. And I'm going to talk about them in a sec because I believe we're good to go on that. So if we're good to go, Mike, Kool and the Gang straight ahead.
Thank you.
direction, reaching high, feeling of the feeling, always present and time. One direction, one vibration.
Right, okay, Beth, are you there?
I am. I really enjoyed that. Anything sort of 80s music is great for me. But I tell you what, you know, when you really sort of focus on the lyrics of that tune, the one thing that really resonated with me, Andrew, I don't know what you think, but you know the line that says, you started from the bottom, but you always saw the light? You know, and that really resonates to me because I think... Yeah. Keep the faith no matter what's gone on. And I think as a medium, and I don't know whether you sort of identify with this, and I'm sure that you probably do, that as a medium, sometimes we go through a very turbulent time in our lives and a hard journey. And a lot of mediums that I speak to on a regular basis say exactly the same thing. And sometimes you do feel like you're at the bottom, or sometimes you feel like you've been through so much difficulty. But what always is, you know, remaining, certainly for myself, is that I've got a big faith and a big positive attitude towards everything. And I just felt like that song sort of was telling everybody that. So is that how you feel about it? Is that why you chose it?
Do you know what? I used to love Kool and the Gang. And you know, you said, Beth, you know, 80s and all that, you know, right up my street. But that song, I was driving to do a demonstration one day. And you're not wrong. I'd sort of had a bit of a rubbish day at work. And I was going to this demonstration, I thought. And, you know, when you sort of, I thought, I'll put the radio on. I never normally drive with the radio on because I try and sort of tune my mind in. And I didn't even listen to the first part, and that was exactly the line that you pulled up there, was you started from the bottom, you always saw the light, you're ready for your journey, one direction, reaching high. And I'll just read the next bit. It was, and this goes for everybody, because, guys, you've got to listen to what you're being told sometimes. It says, keep the feeling of the spirit always present as you climb. One direction, one vibration. That's the message. Let us try. And I really do think, you know, there are songwriters, there are lyricists, there are poets, there are storytellers out there who have been touched in some way, either by, you know, by God himself or by the world of spirit, to write certain words down, or, you know, to pass a message on to other people who are struggling out there. And you picked up on that straight away, Beth. That was fantastic.
Well, that sort of made my blood run cold. You know, sometimes you hear something and you know that it's right for you, and it gives you that sort of cold shiver, you know what I mean? That physical reaction that is perhaps clairsentient. And that's when I listened to that line, I thought, yeah, I know why Andrew has chosen this song, you know, and that's how it sort of made me feel. So really good music choice there. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks, Beth. Right, we've got a couple of callers lined up, but I just wanted to touch on, just before we move ahead, this coming weekend. I'm going to give it a quick plug now. We'll talk a little bit more in a little bit about it. But it was the Psychic Rendezvous that we've got lined up for this weekend, Beth. Are you looking forward to it?
Do you know what? I'm so excited, but I've done a typical woman thing, you know, keep thinking, what am I going to wear? You know, so, you know, I'll keep opening the wardrobe, closing it again, you know, but I am really looking forward to it, because it's so great to be included in such a major spiritual event on this year's calendar. It really, really is. It's easy accessible. It's in a place called Coventry, which is just outside Birmingham in the UK, and it's going to be a real gathering of like-minded people. I mean, just ourselves, you know, we're sort of all sort of meeting up there, but there's some great mediums that are going to be working over the weekend. And in the UK, we've got some very well-known mediums, quite sort of famous TV mediums, if you like. And so, of course, there's going to be Colin Fry, and there's going to be Derek Acora, and also the teen psychic Ross Bartlett, and Ralph Keaton. So I'm really looking forward to sort of meeting them. And as you know, we're going to be taking part in the audience in the Ralph Keaton and Ross Bartlett show on the Saturday afternoon. And I'm finding that really exciting, because I don't know how you feel, Andrew, but isn't it funny, as a medium, and you're sort of watching other mediums work, you know, and you still can't help but think, oh, please give me a message as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and even though people say, oh, you must know what's coming up for yourself in the future, it's quite hard to do your own reading. So it's really nice sometimes when you get a reading yourself. So, you know, I'm not saying that I'm hopeful or anything, but I've got my fingers crossed. Maybe we'll get quite a nice message on Saturday.
Well, hopefully, yeah. And if you want a few more details about that, now there is a website called Psychic Rendezvous. Now, if you can't spell Psychic Rendezvous, because it is a bit of a mouthful, just go to mikespirit.fm and you will see the advertisement on there. And I'm not sure whether there's a hyperlink, but you can see exactly what Beth's been talking about. Now, talking about clothes to wear this weekend, Beth, and we're going to come on to our first caller, who I believe is Frank, in a minute, but I've actually got to go out and buy myself some shoes for this weekend.
Have you really?
Now, listen to this. I am either.
Are you going to have a matching handbag?
No. No.
if I had to go and buy some shoes, you see, I'd have to have a matching handbag. That's a woman thing.
My wife will probably get me to treat her to a handbag to match my shoes.
She's got her head screwed on then.
Well, do you know what? I am either the coolest dad in the world, or my son has got no taste whatsoever, because he's pinched my one and only pair of decent black shoes and started using them for school. He's 12 years of age and he's got the same size feet as me. So I've now got to go and purchase some new shoes. So I think he thinks his dad's got some taste. So if he's listening in, well, hello there, Adam, and hope the shoes are going okay.
Do you know what? I really don't think my 13-year-old daughter would wear anything that comes out of my wardrobe. Because sometimes I put things on and I say, Alice, what do you think? I look like anything. She'll go, oh, Mom.
Yeah.
So you kind start to feel your age, don't you? You know, but oh, that's great that he's looking at your footwear like that. You must be doing something right.
Well, either that, or like I said, he's got no taste whatsoever. But right, listen, onward and upward, because this show is going to go nowhere before we know it, Beth. So I believe we've got Frank on the line. Beth, if you are happy to speak to Frank, I would love to listen in, and I'll be hot on your heels talking to Shelley in a minute. So Shelley and Frank, if you're listening in, watch this space. Frank, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you, Andrew. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello, Frank. Lovely to connect with you today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I have a question. I have an upcoming court date. The last time I was in court was February 14th. It went in my favor, the ruling. And I'd like to know how that day is planning to go, and as well as the opposing party, their thoughts and feelings about what's going
on. Obviously, I can't comment too much on something of a legal nature, but what I'm going to do, Frank, I've got some super oracle cards here, which are called The Answer is Simple, and I really feel very drawn for them for you. So I'm just going to have a look and see what I pick up about this case for you. What's very interesting is straight away I get a card, and the message on the card is about clearing the fog. And I do believe that you need to get some more research now before the next hearing for you, because it's almost like there's something going on in the background, I want to say, Frank, that you are not party to at the moment. And I do feel as though you need to go into this next hearing without being too overly confident. Although it's gone the right way for you up until now, I don't want you to get ahead of yourself, because I don't want you to sort of sit back and count your chickens on this, from what I'm picking up. And I think there's more work that needs to be done, and you certainly need extra information to help your case. Now, if you don't mind me saying, Frank, are the children involved in this case?
Yes, it has to do with siblings of an estate.
Because what I can see, and I've got somebody linking in from the spirit world that would like to give information in just one moment, but I see that there are other children. It's not just about you where this case is concerned. Now, I have a gentleman that joins me here from the spirit world, and as I look at this chap, he's a very smartly dressed chap. But I do feel that he was a very strong-minded individual, and he liked to have his say about things. I don't want to perhaps go as far as call him a bossy man, but I do want to say that he was very strict and that he would keep people in line. Do you recognise that personality for somebody that you were close to that's crossed over into spirit?
Yes, it sounds like my abusive father.
Because I do feel that I've got this very strict gentleman that joins me, and I do feel like you'd have to toe the line with this chap. Now, is this estate linked into him?
Yes.
Because he tells me that this is to do with what he's left behind as like some kind of legacy. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Now, he does feel as though there is going to be some kind of split-up of this. And would you also understand there is either some considerable land that goes alongside it, or quite a large plot?
I'm not sure. I didn't hear all the sentence your statement you were making.
Okay. Would you understand that this estate is in some... like a large plot of land, do you understand
yes,
that?
It
is. It's quite a vast expanse of land.
Yes.
Can you hear me, Frank? Yeah. Because this is what I can see clairvoyantly coming from this gentleman. And what I do pick up from, that you may well find that this court hearing will rule that the land is actually divided into like pieces. It's almost like I see it as being separated into pieces or plots. Has that already been spoken about?
That's the direction we're planning to go. One person took the entire state, named Linda.
Okay, well, what I see as an outcome, okay, is that you need extra information about the actual plots of land, and it certainly needs to be very exact information about the size and the boundaries. But what I can see is that it won't just belong to one person. It's going to be split between people. So if it's one person who has kind of grabbed it for themselves, I think you'll find that the ruling will be in favour of actually it being divided on an equal basis. So I don't know what this will, how the will was left by this gentleman, but I know what I can see that he's shown me from the spirit world.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know whether that's already been discussed. But what I do want to say, Frank, is don't rest on your laurels, because it's almost like there's more information that's needed to assist you to get a favourable outcome from you. The other thing that I want to say is there somebody called Michael?
Michael.
Because I'm looking at a name that sounds like Michael.
I know several Michaels. My attorney's name is Mark.
I don't think that's where I'm at, actually. It seems to be that there is advice that you can have from somebody called Michael, but I'm not seeing them as your attorney.
Okay.
So there will be. It may be that this person has gone through a similar scenario and is able to advise you in some way, or that their nature of their job would be helpful to what you're trying to achieve.
Okay, I'll keep his name in mind.
Sorry, Frank, I couldn't hear you then. We had a bit of a technical issue.
Okay, I will keep Michael's name in mind.
Yes, please do. Please keep his name in mind. Okay, you must let us know how you get on. Okay, Frank, I think we're going to leave it there because I think we've lost you. Thank you for your call this evening. Okay, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks very much indeed, Beth. Thanks very much indeed. Right, I believe we've got Shelley on the line next. Shelley, are you there?
I am here. Thank you so much.
Well,
I was wondering if you... Yes.
Sorry, I was going to say, is it good afternoon to you, or is it good evening to you?
It's good afternoon here. Thank you.
Whereabouts are you, Shelley?
I'm in Northern California.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, very nice. The weather is in the 70s.
Oh, don't. Well, we were nearly there today. I believe it was on 60, 65 here today. But, right, sorry to interrupt, Shelley. How are you today,
yes,
and what can I do for you?
I was wondering if you can pull it, just get any information or messages from the other side for me.
Okay. Right. Straight away, Shelley, I have a man joining me, and I'm hoping you can understand who this is. Now, this man's making me aware that I feel he was around. He's making me feel like he was about 70 or 72 when he passed. And I feel like he's a grandfather, and the reason I say that, but he's walking, and I feel as though this gentleman's telling me he had bad hips when he was here on the earth plane, and I feel as though as he got older, he really did start to sort of not have difficulty walking, but just his movement was restricted, and I feel that this was his hips. And as a result of this, his knees were sort of starting to play up, and then it played up on his back as well. Would you understand this, Shelley?
That could be my great-grandfather, because my granddads were, they didn't have that problem, but it could be one of my great-grandfathers.
Okay, so would you understand this, or is it sort of you're assuming that?
I'm assuming
me,
it.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
I'm assuming it.
Okay, because he's asking me to verify this, and what I need, I'm going to ask him for a little bit more information. Now, he's also telling me, right. Now, he's saying to me here, he said that the hips and the sort of back and the knee, that was all connected, but he's making me aware here. Right, okay. Now, he said, look a little bit further afield here, and Right, I get the name Rob here or Robert connected to him, but I feel this is almost like an uncle or a great uncle here. He's making me aware of that generational level with your grandfathers, and he gives me the name Chris as well. And I don't know whether that's Christine or Christopher. So, would you understand Christine?
I don't know either one. No.
Okay, no problem. Right, now what you? Whether it's a great-grandfather or not, I'm still going to call him a grandfather. He's making me aware here. With his fingers, he's telling me about, if it wasn't arthritis, he's telling me that he had difficulty and stiffness in the joints of his fingers as well here. And he's telling me that with this, towards the end of his life, he could still write, but he had difficulty. And he's making me aware of, not fluid, but almost like calcium or like calcium deposits in his joints, and that's what he's making me aware of. So would you understand more of this as we go along?
I don't. No, I'm sorry.
Right. Okay, right. I've got to get something specific from him about you then, because this is the problem sometimes, that we might not always understand who somebody is within the family, but they know who you are. Right.
Right.
Now, I'm just asking for a bit more. Now, what he's making me aware of here, Shelley, is that he's telling me around your home, he's telling me there are big changes around your home at the moment. And if it's not a house move, he's telling me it's almost like a change in domestic arrangements where there's, I want to use the word turbulence, but I also want to say to you, it's almost like there's comings and goings. If people aren't leaving your house, there's people arrive. It's almost like there's new additions to the family or there's people moving out. It's like there's a transient period at home. Would this make sense to you?
No, I live by myself, and I don't have children or a husband.
Right. Oh, okay, then. Right. Now, this information, I was literally doing readings earlier on tonight, so I know I've got this information for somebody or from somebody for you. Right. I'm just going to ask one more time, because you only get three strikes, and then you're out. Okay. Because I can't keep giving you all this information, because you've got to be able to understand it. So I'm going to ask this gentleman. Right, okay. Would you understand the name Martha at all?
No.
Okay, because I've got a lady joining me now, right? And this lady tells me that she is definitely your grandmother. And what she's telling me is, I hear the name Sue being called for you. But she's also telling me here, right, she's making me aware for you. She's telling me that there have been recent checkups at the hospital. Would you be able to understand this from this lady?
No, not at all.
No, sorry, was that not at all, Shelley?
No, that's right, not at all, no.
Right, okay, this is bizarre because, I mean, I don't normally have this sort of, for want of a better word, this failure rate. I'm just going to ask just one more time to give me something that I hope is for you, and then If we're not there, then we're going to have to leave it and move on. Okay, right. Right, okay, very, very quickly, Shelley. What this lady's telling me is, right, she's making me aware at the moment of, she's talking, I know you said you haven't got a husband, but would you understand where she's talking about relation? I'm going to use the word a difficulty in a relationship around you, and I feel that this was with a man, what we would call in the UK, a partner, somebody you're not married to, but you're in a relationship with. Would this make sense with you at all?
I do date somebody occasionally.
Right.
There's no future, but it's somebody to go out with, yes.
Right, okay. Now, would you understand where, I'm going to get a little bit more information off this lady in a minute as to who she is, but she wants to get to the point. Would you understand that with this gentleman that you date, she's telling me that from what I'm being told at the moment, that everything doesn't seem to be as it seems. It's almost like there's, with this guy, she's telling me that you like him, but everything doesn't seem to sort of sit right with him. Would you understand what I mean by this? It's almost like there are unanswered questions about him. Would that make sense?
Well, I've known him and I've dated him on and off for 26 years. So,
right.
He's not somebody I would marry, but he's somebody I occasionally date.
Right, okay then.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't understand any of what I'm saying at all, no?
No, but this might all be for another caller.
Possibly, because I've got a few people called in. Now, it's not often we have this, and I can only apologize to you there, Shelley, because I've got these people here, and you never know, it could be the next caller who they've arrived for, and I've desperately tried to get somebody in for you. But as Mike often says, it's not always who we want or what we want. So if I could just say thank you for calling in, Shelley, and hopefully we'll have a bit more luck next time. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. God bless.
Right. Okay, I think she's gone. Are you still there, Beth? Hello.
Hello, I'm still
here. Yeah, sorry, I thought it was a strange one, that really, Beth, because the lady couldn't, I mean, I had two distinctly different people with me, and they give me no end of evidence, and you know what it's like, Beth, I mean, sometimes if you've got a crowd of people, then somebody else can take that, and I've never had that on the phone before. And
you know what, it happened to me once on my own radio show,
yeah.
And what it was, somebody emailed in, and they actually said, I could take all the information.
Bizarre.
And you know, the spirit world know who's listening in.
Yeah, yeah.
And so sometimes they're so desperate to get through to somebody that they'll come in on somebody else's link. Oh, that's my interpretation of it. So sometimes it does happen. It doesn't happen very often, but these things do happen. And do you know what I like about those kind of readings?
Yeah.
It shows that you're a genuine medium.
Oh, well, thank you, Beth, thank you.
Well, of course it does, because there is nobody that could ever turn around Andrew and saying, oh, you know, I listen into these shows and they're all a set-up, they're not for real.
I'm with you, yeah.
And sometimes these things happen to prove the genuineness of the show, that everybody that calls in gets an equal chance. We do not have any prior knowledge of anybody that comes through to us for a reading.
I know Mike's often said to me he's been asked for the time to prove it's not all a setup. So, right, what we'll do then, Beth, I will quickly move on with James. But what I will say, and then we've got patches after that as well. So I don't want to waste any more time, because last week was 100 miles an hour, the show. But what I will say to you, if you're in the chat room and you understand any of that, or if you're listening in from elsewhere, as Beth said, it could easily be that all that information was for yourself. And I'll quickly repeat. Now, not often the mediums will go from memory, because we've got to literally give the information to get it. But if you've got a grandfather, that's who it felt like, the same generation as a grandfather, who would have had, and he's telling me, calcium deposits in his joints, which he would have suffered with his hips. But because of that, his back was thrown out. He had problems with his knees as well. And he's telling me, although he could just about hold a pen, Right, and he's still here telling me he loved writing, but he started to struggle in later life. And I feel the lady that came through was his wife. And she's making me aware of a relationship that I feel a lady is in at the moment. And she can't quite get to the bottom of a problem or the bottom of a situation with a guy that she's dating or she's even in a relationship with. So I'll throw that out there right across the airwaves. And if you understand that, you know, drop us a line. You can go via my website, www.drewd.com, or even via the chat room, if you can get in via Blog Talk Radio into the chat room and let us know. That'd be fantastic. Thank you. Right, James, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
James, how are you tonight? Okay?
I'm doing pretty well. How are y'all?
Well, we're fantastic. Beth's in Fire Fettle, and we've got the team on board. So how can I help you tonight, James?
I'm just wondering if there's any messages that you all are picking up from me at this particular time.
Right. Oh, okay, then. Right. Let's see what we've got here for you. Right, James. Literally, I've had a gentleman overshadow me here, and I'm glad we're talking to people stateside, because you understand feet and inches. It's becoming a thing of the past in this country. But I'm well over 6 foot tall, and this gentleman makes me feel that he would have been equal in height to me when he was here on the earth plane. And what he's also making me aware of, that I've suddenly, you can't see this, I wish you had a video call, but suddenly I've noticed that I'm gesturing greatly with my hands, and this gentleman cannot stand still, and I feel as though when he was talking to you, and he's just mentioned to me, it's almost like he was doing a shuffle when he was talking and when he was, I want to say, very animated and even agitated. So would you understand a gentleman like this in spirit? And I hear the word dad here, but that could even be the end word of granddad, because sometimes I miss the first bit. Would that make sense to you?
I believe so. I believe so.
Sorry, say that again, please, James. You're breaking up.
I believe I know who that is.
Right, okay, thank you. Right, now, with this gentleman, would you understand... Right, I feel like this gentleman, if he wasn't a boxer, he would have trained a lot, or he liked to do boxing training here. Because I feel as though I can't keep my hands still, and it's almost like when you met him, he'd have like a friendly spa with you, you know, like a boxing spa here. And he is making me aware of boxing training gloves here. So would that make sense with the gentleman you're thinking about here?
I think so, yes.
Okay, thank you. Right, I've asked him for a little bit more information here. Because what he's telling me here, right, your name is James, but he's also telling me he connects to the name James elsewhere as well. So would you understand where there is another James in the family? It's almost like...
Yes.
Okay, because he's telling me that's where he links in as well. And would you understand the name Sharon as well?
Not right now, no.
Okay, I'll leave that with you. But what this gentleman is he's telling me to get a shift on. But what he's also, and what I mean by that in the UK, right, oh, sorry. The reason I'm coughing, James, and please accept my apologies, is because my throat has suddenly gone very dry. Now, some people assume that with diabetes with certain people when they're in this world. But I feel this gentleman as well would have had, and if it wasn't a cancerous condition of the throat, it was a condition of the throat where, I'm feeling as though my throat is blocked and I'm having difficulty talking. And I want to almost like put my hand in my throat and clear it. So would that make sense with this gentleman?
Absolutely. That's how he passed away. He choked on his vomit.
Thank you. Because you can't see this, and I really wish you could. I'm clutching at my throat, trying to clear the obstructions. Thank you so much for that. But what he's telling me here, James, is that I cannot keep still. He's telling me here that there's a situation around you at the moment, and he's making me very much aware that he's telling me that. If it's not a legal situation that you're dealing with, it's another situation where you need to get a move on, because I can hear is boxing euphemisms and he's speaking, and all I can hear is ding ding ding. It's almost like rounds, seconds out, round three or whatever. But he's telling me it's like a constant to-ing and fro-ing with you, like either into a courthouse or somewhere like that, where it's not over in one go. You're constantly having to go back and revisit this issue to sort things out, almost like a boxing match. It's not sorted out in one round, but over a period of time. Can you understand what he's saying here?
I think I do.
Okay. Now, sorry, you broke up there. So I know you said you can think what that is. So what he's telling me here is, right, he's telling me that, he said, you are, so there's a few problems on the line here. What he's telling me, James, is that he said, you've not been looking at the problem holistically. It's almost like you've got too close to a problem and you need to take a step back. Would you understand more of what he's saying there when I want to say take a step back and look at the bigger picture here at what's going on?
Right.
Would you understand this?
Yes.
Sorry, that was a yes, was it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And would you understand where he's talking about? Not just there, but I feel as though there are concerns around work at the moment where it's almost like you feel as though you're not getting on at work, and it's almost like you want to try and take a step forward, but you're being held back as well. Would that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, and that's where he's coming in from, because what he's telling me is that you've tried to approach a problem at work, and he said you won't be able to do it in one go. And what he's telling me is that he said you need to keep coming back to this problem and just sort little bits out, at a time. And you know, and it will, you know, boxing matches are 12 rounds, 3 minutes long, so you can work it out for yourself. But it, on the scale of this problem around work and what I'm talking about, he's telling me you need to have the patience, because he said it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And he said, and I'm being shown here, and he's holding my hands up. He said, you will win. He said, and you will overcome those obstacles and those difficulties you've got at the moment. But he said, you have a tricky opponent at work. And he said, that's what you need. You need to, and the words are, you must have heard it, you need to box clever, James. And he said, and you will win. You will be outright winner. So can I leave his love with you? And thank you for calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Take care now. Right now, we've got Patches on the phone. Patches, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Okay, I'm going to hand you over to Elizabeth. But just what I want to say before we move over there, Patches, is that if you're listening tonight and you want to listen to your reading again, you can tune in to www.mikespirit.fm and listen to the show again and listen to your reading. So that makes it a little bit easier if you want to listen back to what was said. So, Patches, I'll leave you in Elizabeth's capable hands.
Hello, Patches.
Hi.
Hello, nice to speak to you today. What can I help you with?
With any messages from the other side, and I wanted to know clarification of if they want me to leave Andy alone and move forward with Andre.
It's so funny that you say that, Patches, because I've got these wonderful oracle cards called the Romance Cards, and just as you came on the call there, I was very drawn to get a few cards out and take a look at those for you. Now, what is interesting, what I pick up, is that there's a lot of change around you at the moment. But before we look at real where you go on a relationship level, what I'm seeing from the spirit world is a lady that steps in. Now, as I look at this lady, Patches, she looks quite a well-built, stocky lady. I don't see her as being a very tall lady. She looks sort of quite nicely rounded, and she's quite a cuddly type of person. Now, what she talks to me about, would you understand in your family that there has been some difficulties and parting of the ways where there are people which are not seeing eye to eye in the family at the moment, like some kind of falling out and distance between them? Do you understand that?
No, because I'm distant from my family members.
I can't hear you very well, Patches. Could you just repeat that, please?
No, it's not familiar to me right now because I'm not near them. I don't live near them. I live far away from them.
Okay, that's fine, because what I can see is like a big distance, but this lady who links into me from the spirit world sees that there is something where she is hoping that the family will come back together. Okay?
Okay.
So there will be something that comes up for you where there is an opportunity for links to be made, because although there may be physical distance, as in, you know, kilometres, this is also about people who don't see eye to eye within the family. Now, this lady comes through, as I say, she's a rather large lady, all right? She's very, very much, when she was here on Earth, I would call her like the head of the family, where people would go to her for advice, and she would do her best to sort people out. Okay, so do you recognize that link into the spirit world?
She could be my grandmother, or she could be my auntie. I think it was my auntie.
Okay.
Mary.
Okay.
I think her
also,
name is Mary.
Okay. Also, she talks about somebody who, with the initial L. Is there anybody called Laurie or Laura?
Lola.
It's Lola.
Yeah.
Okay, because she's talking about Lola. Okay, she wants love to be sent in that direction to Lola. Okay.
Okay.
Now, she also shows that in spirit there is a very young energy of a very young child. Do you understand that too? That's your son?
Yeah, my son.
Now, what I want to say to you before I look at the other issues around you, Patches, is that this lady looks after this child on your behalf. Her main message for you today is that she needs you to know that he is safe and that he is doing well in the spirit world. She says that is very important that you have that, because you sort of worry about that an awful lot. She tells me that he does draw close to you on a regular basis, but you find it very difficult to allow those feelings to come to the surface, and very much that you've buried a lot of feelings where that's concerned, because that has been your coping mechanism, okay? So she shows that, but she feels it's very important that you know that he is safe and that he is doing well. Now, to go to your original question, should you come out of this relationship and go forward into a new relationship, what I'm being shown for you is that there is somebody around you at the moment that has got some issues where they are dependent on either some level of medication or even alcohol to get them to cope. Do you understand that? And I'm sorry to be so direct with you, but this is what I get coming
fine.
Through.
That's fine.
Do you understand that,
yeah,
Patches?
I understand. Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel that that's very important, that you look at that issue and you sort of tackle that head on, because that is not going to be beneficial to you, okay, where that is. Now, I see changes.
With the person living in the home with me, it's not going to be beneficial, because this person lives in the home.
I know, and what, I'm see- what I'm seeing...
If another person that I'm...
What I'm seeing around that is that you need to almost have a little bit of distance there, okay? Because although you may have tried to help this person, it's very much falling upon deaf ears.
Okay,
do you understand me?
Yeah,
now,
so
what
I need to move out? Because is it my son's, the child, the little one's father that's getting ready to go into the hospital? Is she talking about him, or is she talking about my friend that I'm dealing with right now?
This is somebody I feel very close to you in proximity. So I do feel that it's somebody under the same roof.
Okay. So does she want this person to move out?
Well, what I'm being shown, and at the end of the day, they can't tell you what to do. They can only give you some guidance on this. But it's almost like you've tried to help and assist this person, but no matter what you've done, they are not taking any notice, or they're not listening to you.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay? Do you understand that? So you're almost banging your head against the wall where that's concerned. You have to now put yourself first and your needs first. So if this arrangement is no longer working, then you need to look at how you can alter things and reorganize things, okay? Because to me, it looks like it's not going to improve and it's not going to get better. That's the message where that issue is concerned for you. As to your original question, I do see change very soon happening around you. Okay, so I do believe that there is this new relationship that's around you at the moment is a relationship that's going to bloom and bud, and actually could be very favorable for you. Okay, Patches.
Okay.
I hope that's given you some help and guidance there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Spiritual Awakening. Thank you. Okay, Andrew.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Beth. And I think we've got just time for one more call. Sorry, Doris, but we're probably not going to be able to speak to you tonight because we've only got about 6 minutes left on the show. So, Ellen, are you there?
You are able to take my call.
Hello. Yes, Ellen, is that you?
Yes, it is me. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem at all. What we've tried to do is move as quickly as we possibly could tonight and squeeze you in, and I think you will be the last one. So without further ado, how can I help tonight?
I would like to know if you can get a message from any of my deceased family members. from the other side, and if not, maybe from one of my guides or angels.
Okay, thank you. Right, first things first, I've got a lady with me. Oh, do you know what? I've suddenly got a knot, a tight muscle in the back of my calf there. Right. Is it? Can I just ask, Ellen, is it you that suffers with cramps, leg cramps?
Occasionally, but I haven't had them in a couple of months.
Oh, right, okay. Because I've literally got cramps in the back of my knees there. So, right, anyway, very quickly. Now, I've got a lady. Now, this sounds very, very sort of traditional, what I'm about to say. But as we're always taught when we train here, give what you get. And I had literally a lady, an elderly lady, in a rocking chair here. And what she showed me here is I feel this lady was around the age of 80 when she passed. And she's making me aware that she, towards the end of her life, and she's making me aware that she did sit a lot. But she's telling me that she's suffered with her legs as well. I feel like the bottom half of her legs here. And that she would have often sort of, she would try and stretch her legs and to get them moving again, but she ended up having to sit a lot, and this is where the rocking chair was. And she's, would you understand this with an elder member of the family? And I want to go back to your childhood here. The now, I know that some people call it the stoop in America, but would you understand what I'm talking about? A lady who would have sat in a rocking chair there, would that make sense?
I don't know of anybody, but then again, you see, my parents are immigrants, so I don't know a lot of my family. They were in another country.
Right, okay.
And we do use the word stoop. I'm in New York, so that is definitely a term that's used here.
Right, okay, thank you. Right, okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask this lady then very quickly, because I've only got a few minutes left, is something for you if you don't necessarily understand who she is. Ah, right. Now, she's making me aware of what was formerly Yugoslavia in Europe and around there. Now, she's taking me to that area and to not the Baltics, to that area
of
Europe.
Our neighbors from Albania. That's our next door neighbor.
Right, okay, because that's where that lady is. That's where the lady's taking me, is down that way. But that's, you get Yugoslavia, then it's off to Albania, then towards Greece that way. Okay, but back to you, Ellen. Right, now this lady's talking very, very quickly, and what she's telling me is, she said, where you are at the moment, would you understand where there's been either disputes or, I want to say, crosswords either with neighbours or people who live near to you, that, or either you don't talk to them because of past difficulties? I feel like there's a breakdown in communication with neighbours or people who live close to you here. Would that make sense?
Not with neighbours, but with some family members.
Okay, because that's what she was explaining to me. She said people who live close to you. So I don't know whether your family literally live close to you, but what she's saying is people who would be close in that. So I'll move on quickly from there. Right. Now, what she's telling me here is, quickly, would you understand the name Sarah?
No.
Okay, no problem at all. Right, what she's telling me here is with where this breakdown in communication has taken place, she's explaining to me that she said you have tried to get your point across, and she said it's almost like people aren't listening, and it's almost like the family is split in two here. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, my father has since died split, so there's not much of a family there at all. So it's not even though it's split in two, it just doesn't exist anymore.
Right, okay, right. Because that's... Right, okay. But, okay, I'm going to expand this quickly. I've got to work with the information as quickly as I get it. Okay, would you understand, because she's made me aware of that, but would you understand another situation around you where there's been a breakdown in communication and you feel as though your point of view is not being... you're expressing it, but it's not being listened. And it feels like where you are, you feel like you're talking to a brick wall and that people are turning a deaf ear to what you're saying. Because there's a situation where you can see what's happening. You know what the result of the outcome is, but you're not being listened to and people are telling you that you don't know what you're talking about. Would you understand this at all?
Well, I think to an extent, yes. Yes.
Okay. Because what you're telling me is, this lady is telling me that you have got a great deal of intuition, and we were talking earlier on in the show about, you know, words that inspire you, or, you know, do the angels talk to us, or do spirit talk to us through certain songs or whatever? And I've been told here that the words that you use to people are very much inspired from the world, the spirit world. And what they're telling me is that when you sort of talk to people, it's through this higher knowledge, and sometimes you're not sure where the information comes from. And that's what the problem is in some respect, that people look at you like you've just escaped, if you know what I mean. Would you understand this?
I very definitely do. And people used to really do that to me until Occupy Wall Street last year, and people are starting to see some of the things I've been talking about for a couple of years.
Okay, well, I'm going to quickly finish now, because I really have got to push on, because it's the end of the show. But all I'm going to say to you, Ellen, is believe in what you're saying. And I know you've said that you've been proved right already, but just watch out, because more and more will start to occur where you've been proved right, and other people will suddenly start taking notice of you and what you're actually saying, and they know what you're talking about. So I've got to leave at this point, Ellen. I'd love to talk to you for longer, but the show is about to come to an end. So thank you for calling in, and hopefully we'll speak again soon, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You take care. Bye-bye now. Beth, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, Andrew.
Where is this hour gone? Tell me about it.
Do you know what? It's absolutely flown, but I've really enjoyed being on your show this evening. It was a really great experience.
Well, it was the least I could do, because you've invited me down to Starbridge a few times now. We've been there in the little church in the back room. I've forgotten his name now. Sunday afternoons.
The spiritual call-in show on
Bridge
Radio. Absolutely.
Yeah,
so it's lovely that you've been a great guest on my radio show in the UK on several occasions. And it's lovely now to return the favour and come on to your show. So thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, thank you, Beth. And we've got about 10 seconds left, so I'm going to say thank you, good night, and I will see you on Saturday. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Good night. This is Andrew D., Spiritual Awakenings. Speak to you same time, same place next week. Good night.
Sorry, but that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D. on MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact him on his website, www.drewd.com. That's www.drewd.com. Andrew will be back next week at the same time and the same place, 10:30 p.m. UK time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MikeSpirit.fm. Or just follow the links the events page at www.drewd.com.